Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have our guest in now.
We do. We have Peter Wheeler here, and he's from the Motor Neuron Disease Charity, MND. Yep.
Yes, that's
easier
correct.
To say.
Yeah. Let's get you in front of that microphone a little bit so that we can hear you properly. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, is it the MNDA you call yourself, or just MND?
Probably both. Depends if you know what it means.
Motor Neuron Disease Association.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm cheating because it's written across your T-shirt. So it's right in front of me, so it's not like I know everything. So, now, are you a member of that association?
I'm only a member because I'm raising money for them.
Okay.
You're raising some money,
and are you raising money for a personal reason or because you think it's a good charity? Or
My mother-in-law died last year in November, so I've been doing running for about 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And I thought, why not?
Why not? So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do a marathon. The Isle of Wight marathon.
Oh, okay.
That's a good idea. So you're doing it in the name of your mother-in-law?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. And her name was?
Is Sandra Gregory.
All right.
Okay. So the Isle of Wight marathon, which, you know, hold my hand up, I didn't know there was one.
No, a lot of people don't.
No, there's lots of shaky heads in this studio.
So what sort of route does that take?
It goes from Cowes and then goes out towards freshwater and then back again.
Right.
So it's not the easiest.
No, I bet
it's not. So, and how many runners do you think there's going to be, or don't you know those sort of details?
Sorry, how many?
How many runners do you think there'll be in the marathon?
Probably a couple of hundred, I suspect.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And when is it, out of interest?
It's October.
October. Oh, you do pick some good months of weather for a marathon, October.
And I've given myself some time as well.
Well, of course, yes.
Have you done one before?
I haven't, no.
Oh.
It's my first one.
Ah. Yeah.
But how do you train for something like that?
I asked my sister, and she helps me.
So you have to do lots of running and eat the right foods, that kind of thing?
I have done, yeah. It's quite hard, because I'm normally quite a quick runner, so I have to adapt
so it's more
my
of a
running
pace
style.
Thing, isn't
it?
Oh, so you're almost retraining your muscles to do something else then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, right, okay.
So instead of doing the sprint, you've got to do it more gently.
Yeah, and slow.
Yeah, slower, but for a longer time.
For further, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so presumably you're raising money by being sponsored to do this run.
I am indeed, yep. We have a fundraiser page, which we've already hit our target.
Oh, good.
Which is quite good, but we did set it quite low.
So more is always welcome.
It is, yeah. And we've got, we've organised a quiz with a raffle in May, and a lot of the local companies on the island have been really, really good.
That's good.
And they've supported us so well. So I really appreciate everyone that's helped us.
Good. So if people want to donate to your...
They're more than welcome to donate. We've got...
your fundraising
our
page.
Our fundraising page, which is
www.justgiving.com/fundraising/Rue Wheeler,
which is R-O-O.
Rue Wheeler?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, yes. We know those sort of pages, that's why we use them ourselves. So, just look for Easy Fundraising, Rue Wheeler will sort that out for
it's
you.
It's got everything on there, how to donate, and
just
a little...
giving role, yeah.
Yeah, some information as well.
Good. And so, it's in October,
the
marathon.
Yeah.
And are you being sponsored per mile, or for completing it, or a bit of both?
Nobody's sponsored me per mile yet, so I'm just waiting.
Okay,
but if they do it per mile, they're going to have to fork out £26.
Easily, yes.
If they do it £1 a mile.
So can you tell us a bit more about MND?
I can indeed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people are aware of it, but it's quite a cruel disease to have to go through, especially the people that are suffering themselves and the family and friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's basically... affects the signals from your brains going to your nerves.
Right.
And it kind of just shuts down your body.
Yeah.
Until you can't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Mm.
And you stop breathing. Mm. Yeah. That's not good, is it?
No.
And there's no cure, though. And no doubt research is going on.
Yes. There's ongoing research all the time. But there is no cure at the moment.
And do we know, is it a kind of hereditary thing, or is it just random?
I think it's just random.
Yeah.
You hear it a lot more at the moment because of the three sports stars that have been diagnosed.
Oh, right.
Stephen Darby and the two rugby players as well.
Right, okay.
So they've made it a lot more aware.
Right.
But, well, it's a shame they've got it, but it's also a blessing that they can raise awareness of the whole thing.
It is, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, but the MNDA and the Motor Neurone Disease Association, they are behind the research, or they're doing all kinds of things?
They're doing all sorts of things. They do, obviously, they help the families for the people that have been suffering as well as doing the research.
So that presumably they can help out with things like where to get assistance from, assistive devices, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
To help people.
Obviously, you lose, each case is different, and you lose, some people lose their voice, so you can do things with your, like, communication.
Yeah.
Or other people lose the use of their arms, legs, you need wheelchairs, home help, things like that.
Okay.
So not everyone's the same then?
No. Each case is different, which is quite unique.
Mm.
And difficult to manage, I imagine.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And heartbreaking.
I'm sure it is.
I won't intend to put you on the spot, but do we know how many people on average per year get this, Sally?
It says a third of people within a year are diagnosed with motor neurone, and more than half within 2 years pass away from diagnosis.
Wow. Not long then, is it?
No.
But in terms of the population, do we know how many people are currently suffering from it, roughly, or is it a percentage? I don't know. I've not really looked into it, to be perfectly honest.
No, it doesn't say.
Okay,
I'm not sure on that one, sorry.
No, that's fair enough. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just wondered if there was a figure for it. But we know it quite well here, because we had a presenter here who's now lives on the mainland, but he decided to go and swim the Solent to raise money for the motor neurone disease.
This year he's swimming the Channel.
So he developed an enthusiasm for swimming, let's put it that way, which you have to if you're going to do that kind of thing.
It's fantastic.
It is. I'm equally awed by someone who can run a mile, let alone 26. when you're training, you say your sister helps you.
Yes.
My
sister's very good at running, and she's done a lot of running and marathons.
So she's a bit of a role model for you. So is she giving you all the tips and the hints and
she
things?
She is, yeah.
How to run and what to do and how to breathe and all the rest of it.
Yes.
And don't wear her shoes, wear your own.
What bits are you to protect from being too rubbing together too much?
Yes.
Yes, without getting too delicate. I think you could end up being quite painful if you're not careful.
Certain regions, yeah.
So if people wanted to sponsor you directly, how would they do that?
They could go onto basically that
page.
My Just Giving page.
Okay.
How they can sponsor me directly.
Okay.
And can they contact you via Facebook or anything, you personally?
Yeah, they can do. They can find me on Facebook.
And the Facebook page is?
It's only my own personal one, which is Peter John Wheeler.
Peter John Wheeler.
So if anyone's got any questions.
Yeah.
Please feel free to contact him. We'll put this interview up on our website a bit later on. But that's good. I'm glad you're doing that.
Thank you so much.
It's nice to know that people are out there that care. I know you're propelled into it by a personal family tragedy, but nevertheless, you could just soak that up and move on with your life, but you decided to do something to help.
Yeah.
Which I think is admirable.
Good for you.
Definitely. Do something useful for something I love.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. But you like running, do you?
I do now, yeah.
Yeah, we know you think, I really don't want to do this. I wish I'd just written a check.
There is some days when it's like chucking it down with rain.
Yeah, I can imagine.
What am I doing?
You get up, you look at the window, it's blowing a hoo, and you think, really? I used to do a bit of cycling myself, but is it the same when you're running? The wind is always blowing against you, no matter which way you're going.
Yes, yeah, it is.
I thought it was. Yes, because I could just turn around now and the wind would shift, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it would. Yeah. Okay.
It's always the same.
Thank you for coming in, Peter.
Thank you very much for your time.
And we'll take some of those details off to make sure we've got them on the website. And I hope you raise a load of money for them.
Thank you
and
very
please
much.
Please come back in and tell us how you did, if you would.
Oh, we will. We will. Thank you very much.
No problem at all.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.